Engaging in small talk, they walked along the river in the direction of the concert hall and Queen Iram's Needle, then crossed a footbridge and began to angle toward the palace complex. Aside from providing Plagueis with hollows of Palpatine, Larsh Hill hadn't been able to offer much information regarding the youth's background. Though he lacked an appellation, Palpatine's father was a wealthy, influential royal with a reputation for advocating for Naboo's continued independence and isolation. The family name was thought to be an ancient name of state among hereditary noble families, or perhaps a name borrowed from an ancient region of Naboo. "Theed is a beautiful city," Plagueis remarked as they emerged from a narrow lane into the palace plaza.
"If you like museums," Palpatine said offhandedly.
"You've no interest in art?" Palpatine looked at him sideways.
"I enjoy art, but I'm more of a minimalist."
"In all things?"
"I wish Theed weren't so crowded. I wish the winters were milder. I wish our king had fewer advisors and ministers."
"That sounds like a political statement."
"It's simply my personal opinion."
"They're not mutually exclusive." Palpatine stopped short.
"What are you attempting to draw out of me?"
Plagueis indicated a nearby bench. When Palpatine finally relented and sat down, Plagueis said,
"It has come to my attention that you were responsible for the release of some information that has aided Tapolo's campaign."
Genuine surprise blossomed on Palpatine's face.
"How?"
Plagueis held up a hand.
"That isn't important right now. What is that you did so against what would have been the wishes of your father, your mentor, and some of the other royals."
"Are you planning to divulge this?"
Plagueis searched Palpatine's face.
"What might happen if I did?"
"To begin with, my father would murder me."
"Literally," Palpatine exhaled forcefully.
"He would disown me."
"It's true, then.
You and your father find yourselves on opposite sides of the issues that animate the coming election."
Palpatine lowered his gaze to the ground.
"It would be far stranger to find ourselves on the same side of any issue."
He looked up again at Plagueis.
"I want to see Naboo break with the past. I want us to belong to the greater galaxy. Is it wrong to want to play an important role in the history of the Republic?"
Plagueis rocked his head.
"Governments rise and fall."
"You have a better idea of how to govern the galaxy?"
Plagueis allowed a laugh.
"I'm just an old mune who wouldn't know about that."
Seeing through him, Palpatine snorted.
"Just how old are you?"
"In human years, I would be well over 100. Palpatine whistled.
"I envy you that."
"Why?"
"All the things you've done and can still do."
"What would you do?"
"Everything," Palpatine said.